Are you ready? Welcome to the Think Millions podcast, a channel where you get an unfiltered, raw, and authentic conversation about the challenges of being an entrepreneur and tips and tricks on how you can scale your business to the next level. If you are looking to scale your business, then you're in the right place. Introducing our host, Alexa D'Agostino.
Welcome back to the Think Millions podcast. I'm Dr. Alexa D'Agostino, and you are listening to a podcast that comes live every week, giving you real tactics on how to scale your business. And today, we're going to talk about a topic that is very important for every entrepreneur and anyone that wants to achieve success. Stop wasting your time on tactics that don't work and how to identify and focus on what actually generates revenue. Because in today's world, there's so many options to promote your business. There's so many options to grow your audience. There's so many options on how to generate revenue, from social media to email marketing to SEO to content to ads. The possibilities are literally endless. But the problem is, not every tactic works for everyone. And it could be easy to get caught up in the latest trends that you see on YouTube or advice from self-proclaimed gurus without actually seeing real results. Think about this. How many of you have hired coaches and poured money into agencies and you saw zero results? If that's you, you're not the only one. I can tell you, I have poured so much money into people and processes and technology, and I have flopped on certain things, right? So it becomes difficult to understand, how do you identify what works for you in your business, and how do you actually focus on tactics that actually generate results? But first, you have to understand and define, what do you mean by results? To me, immediately I go to revenue. But I also understand that the top of the funnel all the way through is really important. But for others, results might mean more traffic to their website, more leads, more sales. For others, it might mean increased engagement. It might mean more subscribers. But whatever that definition of result is, you have to make sure it's clear and measurable so that you can track your progress and adjust your tactics accordingly. For me, I look all the way from followers to engagement to my email list, all the way down to leads to calls, because that all trickles down to sales. And I know that for every 50 calls we have, we're making about $1 million. So if I can get more calls, it means I'm going to make more money, right? So we track things all the way down to the amount of emails we send. I know for every email I send, for every subscriber that opens, I'm making $7. You have to know and have clear, measurable goals, but also be tracking to the success. Because once you have that clear definition of what you want to achieve and the goals you want to go after, the next step is, okay, what's my plan to get there? What are the tactics? Now you want to identify the tactics that are most likely going to help you get there. And so I look at it as a three-prong approach: research, experiment, and analysis, right? This is our marketing by modification approach that a lot of you have heard us talk about. And the first is research. Look at what others are doing in your industry or niche. And the best part is, look outside your niche. So for example, we do a lot of work in higher ed, and we've actually brought in tactics from for-profits and the insurance and other industries, because higher ed is very behind on marketing. And what we've done is we've learned from their successes and we've learned from their failures, and we've brought all the good into a new industry, which has revolutionized how and why we're getting great results with our clients. So from case studies, attending conferences, webinars, or even just going out to experts and people that are doing this differently, go get ideas and inspiration. That's the first step. And then once you identify, here are the things I want to do, the next step is you have to experiment and try different things. You need to A/B test different things and different versions and different messaging, different platforms, and different tactics. And the key here is, you have to understand, this is probably the most important thing, you can't be scared to lose. You can't be scared to make mistakes. And you have to understand, it takes time to find the tactic that works. And if you're relentless and persistent, you will find tactics that work, but it takes time. It takes time to get to the next level. It takes time to find the tactics that work. So you have to be willing to do that. You have to set aside a portion of your budget each month. If you're making $10,000 a month, put $1,000 aside to experiment with new things. You don't need all 10 grand. You have to invest back into your knowledge and your learning and your testing of your company. You have to invest back into your company. Of course, everybody should know 20 to 30% of your revenue should be going right to marketing, right? And of that, put a portion away for experimenting. You never know. You might put $500 into something and boom, it might be the thing that gets you to millions. You don't know unless you experiment and try. And then the next step, once you start experimenting with things, is you have to analyze and measure the results using data and making informed decisions about what tactics are actually working. Do you know how many times I had a client that came to me a couple of weeks ago and they're like, can you tell us if this is working? Why don't you know if it's working? I literally asked that. And their response was, well, we're getting traffic. Okay. Well, was that what you wanted from them? No, we wanted sales. Okay. Well, then clearly it's not working, right? So you have to be able to, as a CEO, analyze and understand. You should not be asking me if it's working. You should know if it's working. But you have to understand that if your goal was you wanted sales and all you have is increased traffic, well, did you let the vendor know that you wanted sales? And so you have to make sure that you analyze what you're doing. Because ultimately, the key to identifying and focus on what actually generate results is to be flexible and adaptable. Don't be afraid to try new things or pivot your strategy if something isn't working. And don't get too attached to a particular tactic or a platform just because it's popular and trendy. Just because everyone else is doing it doesn't mean it will work for you. So instead, focus on what works for you and your business and experiment with different tactics that will maybe not work for them, but will work for you. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Don't be afraid to spend money. Don't be afraid to not win. You have to analyze and try different things to stay ahead of the curve, the most important thing. And it's important to understand when something is not working. So if you have ineffective tactics, it's important to recognize when it's not working so that you can course correct and find a better approach. How many of you keep doing the same wrong things over and over again? You hire a coach, they don't help you. Then you rehire that coach. Or you hire an agency, you pour money into it, doesn't work. Then you go and hire another agency. So it's really important to understand that you need to make sure to see the signs when something's not working. And here's a couple ones. So the first is if you're not seeing, well, first, like I said, you have to have measurable goals. And if you have measurable goals, you have to track and see, are these tactics hitting my goals? Or do I see progress towards my goals? If you see a lack of progress, it's probably not working. The second thing is if you're investing a lot of time and money into a tactic, but you're not getting any return, at least a one for one, it's likely not working. The third is if you're getting negative feedback. Let's say you're getting negative feedback from customers or teammates or prospective clients, then it's a clear sign it's not working. You have to understand how to identify when something's not working, because otherwise you're going to keep just doing the same things over and over and over again. And once you figure out what isn't working, now it's time to focus on the things that actually generates results. You want to prioritize those high impact activities and identify the things that are having the most biggest impact on your goals. And when you find that thing that works, you want to pour the gasoline on. You want to leverage your strengths. Do you want to play to your strengths and focus on activities that you're good at? Hire people to do the things that you're not good at. Leverage your strengths and pour the gasoline on what you're good at. This will lead to better results. The third is you have to, and I've said this before, you have to be open to learning and adapting, and you have to keep agile. So that's the most important thing. So to summarize, you have to have clear goals. You have to have a growth mindset, guys. You have to be able to not only try do new things, but be positive when things fail. Really, really important. So you have to experiment. And the third, you have to analyze. At the end of the day, if you don't hold yourself accountable to review the progress every single day, you're never going to get the results that you want. So that's it for today's episode. I hope you found this discussion on identifying and focusing on what actually generates results useful. Remember, you need to prioritize high impact activities. You need to leverage your strengths. You need to continuously learn and adapt. And by cultivating a results-driven mindset, you will be on your way to having maximized success in achieving your goals. And thanks for joining me. If you haven't already, hit that subscription button, give us a 5-star review, and we would love to hear from you. Please reach out to me on social media. I love when you guys do, and I will see you in the next episode.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Think Millions Podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. We really appreciate that effort, and we'll catch you in the next episode.